Track 19. Everything in the garden is lovely, says Rowan Mantell.
Gardens are where it's at right now. The giddy joy of being able to meet people from another household in the garden is still new and wonderful. And it's come at a time when even my garden is looking great. The budding and blossoming is colouring in the bare branches of winter with honeysuckle, lilac and may. Pinks and bluebells are springing pretty much unbidden from the earth below. And for now, the weeds are still small and colourful enough to be a mini wildflower haven. By summer, the patch of earth where a trampoline once stood, beside the corner where a lean-to greenhouse collapsed, will go back to being problems to be overcome. But right now, there's all potential. A patio, a pond or a water feature, a raised bed, a riot of dahlias or a barbecue, the hanging gardens of Babylon. Or none of the above. In my horticulturally challenged world, there's every chance the patch will remain as four unearthed paving slabs set in a rather unattractive border of rubble with a focus point graveyard of plastic pots with or without expired X plants. Luckily, Norwich's remarkable Victorian furniture seller, gardener and Baptist minister Henry Trevor, was a little more committed to his vision. His plantation garden in Norwich was open for people to walk in households or pairs throughout the height of the winter lockdown, and is now another beautiful destination for open-air reunions of friends and families. This amazing place, which must be the nearest Norwich has to those fabled hanging gardens of Babylon, was created in an old chalk quarry between the Roman Catholic Cathedral and streets of Victorian housing. For just £2 in the honesty box, visitors share in a paradise created by one of Norwich's great 19th century characters and restored by some of its most community-spirited 20th and 21st century citizens. For almost a century, the plantation garden was abandoned to weeds and scrub, but now people can once again wander the paths winding through Italianate gardens, up steep banks, across bridges and terraces, past fancy flint walls, a fabulous fountain, and arches and niches set with ornate tiles. The inspirational story of the garden so far is shared on a series of information boards and a notice board at the entrance, which includes some excellent quotes from Henry Trevor himself. He really was a man ahead of his time, not just with the insta-perfect backdrops he created throughout his spectacular hanging gardens of Norwich, but also with the quotes which must be a fridge magnet or tweet away from going Victorian viral. On committees. I prefer a committee of two with one absent. It's so much easier to come to decisions and get on with the work. On community. A selfish life must be a miserable one. The only way to be happy is to make others happy. On taking time off work. Holidays? Never heard of such a thing in my time. They all help to explain how he created one of the wonders of Norfolk.